Picture this. You're sitting in a conference room, staring at yet another vendor presentation, and trying to figure out which HR technology will actually work for your organization. Sound familiar? If you're like most HR leaders, you're making these critical decisions while feeling completely in the dark about what's really happening across your industry. Here's the thing. When you make HR technology choices without industry context, you're basically gambling with your budget. You might fall in love with a system that looks amazing in demos, but totally bombs when it hits the real-world challenges your industry faces. Or worse, you could blow your budget on fancy features that 90% of companies, like yours, never even use. Think about it. Can you honestly answer these questions right now? Are you spending way too much on HR tech, or are you actually underspending? Is your current system performing at industry standards, or are you falling behind? And how do you tell the difference between genuine technology trends and just marketing hype? This is exactly why industry intelligence is such a game changer. First off, it shows you what really works versus what vendors promise. Sure, they'll tell you their system boosts efficiency by 40%, but industry data reveals what organizations actually experience in the real world. It also helps you spot blind spots you didn't even know you had. Every company thinks they're unique, but honestly, most of us face surprisingly similar challenges. When you see how peer organizations are tackling problems with technology, you can get ahead of issues before they become major headaches. Plus, learning from other people's mistakes is way cheaper than making your own. Industry intelligence reveals which implementation strategies actually work, what pitfalls to dodge, and which vendor claims deserve some serious side eye. And here's the big one. Without comparative data, you're just guessing about whether your technology is delivering value. Industry benchmarks give you the context to know if you're winning or if there's room for improvement. So how do you actually get this intelligence? Look for research that surveys hundreds of organizations across different industries and company sizes. The broader the data, the better your insights. Here's a pro tip. Prioritize sources where responses are confidential and anonymous. People are way more honest about their failures and challenges when they know it won't come back to bite them. That honesty gives you much more realistic insights than those polished case studies vendors love to share. You want both the numbers and the story behind them. Quantitative data tells you what's happening, but qualitative insights explain why certain approaches succeed or fail. Most importantly, focus on actionable intelligence, research that gives you practical steps you can actually implement, not just interesting statistics to impress people at networking events. Professional associations are goldmines for this kind of data. Organizations like IHRIM regularly survey their members about HR technology practices, creating incredibly rich data sets about what's really working out there. Research firms like Sapient Insights Group also conduct comprehensive annual surveys that capture perspectives from diverse organizations. The key is finding sources that combine solid methodology with insights you can actually use. Bottom line, your HR technology strategy doesn't have to be a shot in the dark. When you tap into industry intelligence, you're essentially getting access to the collective wisdom of hundreds of peer organizations. That perspective helps you make smarter choices, avoid expensive mistakes, and get better results from your technology investments. The most successful HR leaders aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest budgets or the fanciest degrees. They're the ones who understand that learning from others' experiences is the fastest path to making better decisions. Click the link in the description to learn more.